is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. New Zealand is ringing in the new year at this hour. CBS's Jarrett Hill is in New York City, where security will be tight for the ball drop in Times Square tonight.
NYPD says they've calibrated, actually, tonight's security preps with events happening overseas, namely that deadly Christmas market attack in Germany. So we're going to see sanitation trucks, sand trucks, all out here on the roads to try and stop anyone from using a vehicle to ram into the crowd. The NYPD tells us that there isn't any specific credible threat this year to the celebration here in Times Square.
It will be raining in Times Square tonight, but it'll be warmer than usual. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says much of the country will ring in 2025 on a rainy note.
Some cities for you, 50 and rainy here in New York City, 69 in Orlando. So that's the mild there. Maybe some snow in Detroit. Shouldn't amount to a whole lot there. In the central part of the country, you're cooling down, but you're drier. So temperatures there will be more or less seasonable. And heading towards the west, still on the dry side, Intermountain West, most of the snow is moving out. But you'll see some rain moving into Portland.
An Arctic blast is moving into the upper Midwest. President Biden has declared January 9th a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Michael George has the latest on the funeral plans.
The start of memorial services for former President Jimmy Carter begins Saturday with a motorcade carrying his remains through his hometown of Plains, Georgia, stopping at his boyhood home. The former president will then lie in repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Atlanta. 1 week from today, the services move to Washington, D.C., where Carter will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Then a week from Thursday, funeral services will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter will then be flown back to Georgia and laid to rest on his family's property.
Ford Motor Company says its X account was compromised.
Three posts popped up on Ford's X account Monday referencing Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, including one that said Israel is a terrorist state. They were posted long enough that some users took screenshots and sent them to Ford. The automaker, in a statement to CBS News Detroit, says their account was briefly compromised and the posts were not authorized or posted by Ford. The company says it's investigating. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Preparations are underway for tomorrow's Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena, California. Marco Wentz is with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, which is getting its float ready.
You're going to see bamboo that we have grown and raised from the San Diego Zoo on our float. Reminder, we're a botanical garden. Over 700,000 plants live in the San Diego Zoo.
The parade starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Futures are higher, with S&P futures up 20 this hour. Dow futures up 110. This is CBS.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If you're looking to get rid of your Christmas tree, maybe you should give it to a goat.
For goats, trees are a snack, and they're an eco-friendly, sustainable way to help reduce waste to boot. Jay Thomas was surrounded by excited goats as he dropped off his Christmas tree.
I was very surprised to find out that goats would want to eat a Christmas tree. I could see other trees being eaten by deer and whatnot, but a Christmas tree is all piney and spiny and sounds painful to me to eat, but they're happy with it.
The nonprofit Urban Growers Collective in Chicago says pine trees are a parasite-free, nutritious snack for goats, loaded with vitamins A and C that help the animals maintain a healthy digestive tract. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Hey, move over. We need more room. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates the world population increased by more than 71 million people in 2024 to 8.09 billion. It's a bit of a slowdown from 2023 when the population rose by 75 million. The U.S. population grew by 2.6 million this year. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Hey, Rick here. I hope you're enjoying the best of Rick and Bubba as we're celebrating 31 years of radio gold. But don't forget, on January the 6th, a brand new era begins. The Rick Burgess Show. Speedy, Greg, and Adler will join me. Get all the details right now at rickburgessshow.com.
A lot of calls about this story out of Bessemer, Alabama this morning. The man who attempted, I guess, to steal something from a restaurant by coming down the smoke vent.
The exhaust
where they over the barbecue pit and got stuck in it. And the employees found him, his feet dangling out the bottom of it. And then they pulled him out the top of it, ripping his pants off.
He stayed in it.
Yes, he did. a lot of people are wanting Dippin' Dan and Joe to find him. That's out there, a lot of that.